Here's a look at First News. It's fair, it's accurate. You get the damn truth. Israeli forces are attacking these Hamas terrorists and killers and their infrastructure in Gaza. Warplanes are striking across the sealed-off territory, buoyed by a successful rescue of a captive held by Hamas. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has rejected calls for a ceasefire. Good for him. He has vowed to crush this terrorist militant group's ability to govern Gaza and threaten the entire Jewish population again. The death toll in the war has reached over 8,500. Also yesterday, Israeli troops believe they got the mastermind behind the attack. It indiscriminately killed 1,400 people in Israel, many of them civilians, slain in their homes, shot, brutally tortured, raped, and murdered. 240 hostages still remain in Hamas control. Some are Americans. 31 Americans died in that attack on October 7th. Also, Hezbollah and others continue to fire into northern Israel. They're keeping track of them as well. And Iran's involvement, as militant groups, all backed by Iran, have stepped up their attacks on U.S. military bases, and yet still, the U.S. is just picking out a spot here or there just to let them know that we're in the area. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Secretary of State Antony Blinken will make their case to Congress that the U.S. should send aid to Israel and the Ukraine immediately. They're testifying in a Senate hearing commission on the aid request. Biden's cabinet secretaries will be advocating for the foreign aid, where a majority of Democrats and many Republicans support tying aid to these two countries together. But they face deeper problems in the House, where the new speaker has proposed cutting out the Ukraine aid. What they want to do is finance packages to these different causes individually now, folks, and not let the Democrats throw in a bunch of pork that we don't need related to all these aid packages. Plus, folks, we also need to know the end game. Do we have victory in mind? What exactly is the end game? Or we going to just keep giving the Ukraine just enough to keep the fight going and going and going?
Mm-hmm.
Is winning the motive at the end? Winning or peace? There's only two.
Right.
No one ever talks about that in these aid packages. A flow of recent data from U.S. government has made one thing clear. A surge in consumer spending is fueling growth still, as inflation jumped by 0.4% in September, even with the higher borrowing cost. Now economists are cautioning that the spending isn't likely to continue in the coming months, as many households have been pulling money from a shrinking pool of savings to pay their bills. Others have been increasingly turning to their credit cards. That's right. That's free money. Credit cards. Over $1 trillion in debt is now being carried by Americans on their credit cards. They're not changing their habits or spending habits or cutting back. They're just adding to their debt. We talked about it earlier. Authorities in Maine still trying to piece together the event that led to that mass shooting. Shooter's family expressed concerns about the deteriorating mental health 5 months before Robert Carr decided to kill 18 people, wounded 13 others, then took his own life. The U.S. military knew about it. Carr underwent a mental health evaluation last summer after accusing soldiers, calling him a pedophile, said he was planning a mass shooting or an attack. Carr had been committed to a mental health facility for 2 weeks after hearing voices in his head to threaten to shoot up a military base. No incarceration. He wasn't removed. Sheriff's deputies in September were sent to Carr's home for a wellness check at the request of a reserve unit after they said Carr was going to snap and commit a mass shooting because he was hearing voices again. But yet, no commitment. He wasn't locked up, wasn't removed. The sheriff's department sent out a statewide alert to try to even find him, warning that he was known to be armed and dangerous, but that fell through the cracks. His reserve unit had grown so concerned, they took away all of his military-issued firearms. The reserve's unit commander said that he must get treatment. He needs time. Deputies reached out to his brother, saying make sure there's no firearms available for him. Warning after warning after warning, and yet they didn't take him out of society. Now authorities have said they haven't said whether they believe he planned the rampage in advance or not, because authorities are covering their own tracks. Maui police held a news conference yesterday to show 16 minutes of body camera footage taken the day the wildfire tore through Lahaina. The video includes shots of officers rescuing people from coffee shops, taking people to the hospitals, 20 hours of body camera footage in response to an open records request. AP requested the video. Maui County provided most of the 911 calls recording the day that the fire broke out and the high winds pushed it through the streets. Fire officials are now battling a wildfire fueled by the every year occurrence of Santa Ana winds in California, whipping through some area southeast of Los Angeles. 4,000 people had to flee. The fire erupted at 12:45 Monday in the dry, brushy hills where the fires always erupt in California. It spread to 2 square miles, 3 buildings destroyed. The area is sparsely populated, but it does have a lot of ranches, some mobile home parks in there in the area. Winds of 20 to 25 miles an hour with some higher gusts pushed the flames. They were expected to ease overnight and into this morning. Southern California now seeing its first significant Santa Ana wind condition of the season. They get them every year along the Pacific coast that start fires. However, this year, most of the fires have been smaller than in years past. A little-known New York City jail, believed to be the last operating prison ship in the country, is going to close this week. That barge first arrived in the Bronx in 1992. It was one of several that they used for floating jails. It was meant to be a temporary solution to the overcrowding in the jails. As detainees and their advocates, though, condemned this prison ship, you know, they all went to college. They knew how these guys are supposed to be incarcerated. We get them in programs and we put them back on the streets. Mm-hmm. Well, they're closing the ships now. 500 that were incarcerated in jail this month will either be let loose on the streets or moved to Rikers Island, which is the city's main jail complex. Advocates have long regarded this boat, though, as just a grim vestige of mass incarceration. And so, they're going to be turned loose. United Auto Workers Union said they reached a tentative contract deal with General Motors. It was the last of the big three in Detroit. Under the deal, Monday, workers at all three companies will return to the job pending votes on whether to ratify or not. They'll take place over the next 2 weeks. The GM deal follows the tentative agreements with the workers that were also reached by Ford and Jeep maker Stellantis on Saturday. Those strikes began back on September 15th. They didn't get nearly the 46% raise and 20% of all their salary free that the UAW president wanted, but they still will get 25% raises over 4 years. And they will also get more benefits into their retirement program. UAW dropped their request for the 20% free, the 32-hour work week. They had to drop that one, too.
Come on, man.
Who in hell would go for that? They had to drop that.
Pretty nervy to even ask.
God. The Fed said they're poised to leave the key interest rates unchanged. As even though our economic growth surged July through September, Chair Jerome Powell, he wants to make sure the economy cools off, though, and inflation resumes its descent. We'll see what happens next time they meet. World shares are mixed. Oil prices up a little bit today after they tanked yesterday. Japan, Nikkei, all of those indexes were up yesterday. Wall Street finally had a great day. The S&P was up 1.2%. The Dow was up over 500 points yesterday, climbed to 1.6. NASDAQ added 1.2% yesterday after hitting the lowest point of our markets in the year earlier in the week. Oil yesterday was down $3.23 a barrel. It is rebounding somewhat today. Joe Biden's administration and JetBlue are facing off in court. Democrats want to stop JetBlue from buying Spirit Airlines. The trial over that lawsuit will begin in Boston. JetBlue wants to buy Spirit for $3.8 billion, saying it needs to grow in order to compete against the bigger airlines like American, United, Delta, Southwest. But the Biden administration said if JetBlue gobbles up the low-cost Spirit airlines, it could hurt consumers, especially the ones that are on a tight budget. Well, if you're on a tight budget, you shouldn't be getting on airplanes and flying around the world.
It's pretty simple. So money's tight this month, but Aruba, here I come.
Right. And Spirit is known for offering rock-bottom fares, but they charge a lot for their extra fees. For instance, do you want a seat? Would you like oxygen when we get above 12,000 feet?
Uh-huh.
You know, they tend to charge people for stuff like that.
Gotcha.
Talked earlier this morning and earlier in the week about the player at Rocky Mountain College that was shot over the weekend. Police now have arrested a second person involved, they believe, involved in that shooting. Yellowstone County Coroner's Office said that Chandler Wyatt Stalkup of Crystal River, Florida, was shot Saturday near the campus. He remained on life support until Monday. His organs were then harvested for donation. Police said he went to a house party to pick somebody up when a 16-year-old male suspect and him got into a fight. A gun was discharged. The suspect was arrested 6 hours later, and now a 17-year-old who was out at 2:50 a.m. in the morning has also been arrested. Suspicion of accountability of deliberate homicide. And Anheuser-Busch, you know, they've been reeling since the Bud Light fiasco. Since they made a decision to go transgender with their advertising sales. And the fallout from that cost them billions. The world's largest brewer and parent company of Bud Light said they've adjusted their earnings now for the latest quarter. $5.4 billion. They said globally their revenue climbed. But revenue in the United States last quarter for Bud Light and Anheuser-Busch was down 13.5%. Still last quarter, as their Bud Light sales plunged after the brand set transgender influence Dylan Mulvaney to be their spokesperson in April. The controversy toppled them from their position as America's best-selling beer. They've been there for over 20 years. Well, it's second place now behind Modelo. Modelo, which is owned by InBev, and they are sold by Constellation Brands here in the United States. It remains the market leader now with about 9% of all beer sales. Bud Light fell. U.S. dollar sales of Bud Light were down 29% in 4 weeks that ended October 21st compared to that same period a year ago.
Wow.
They are down 19% for the year as of the current date. So people spoke with their dollars.
I feel people getting fired.
People speak with their dollars all the time. Look what they did to Target.
Right.
Same thing. And people, fine. You want to go that route, fine. But people have control of their money.
Right.
And can speak with their dollars. And they always do. They always do.
In sports, hey, this is just part of it now. Clemson's coach, Dabo Swinney, has a talk show once a week. And yesterday they got a call. Hi, this is Tyler in Spartansburg. How come we're paying you so much to be 4-4? And he said, well, you know, it happens. He said, when I first started here, I was one of the lowest paid coaches in America, but I built the program up. This program has not even sniffed a national championship in 35 years. Then we've won 12 seasons of 10 or more wins. And that's only happened 3 times in 150 years. The only other schools that can say that are Georgia and Alabama.
Yep.
And if you don't want me here, I'll go coach somewhere else.
That's right.
That's right.
Go have another grape soda and watch the game this weekend in your mom's basement.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You only get what you negotiate.
That's one of my favorite sayings of all time.
Yep. 44 degrees today, folks. Partly sunny. It's pretty nice. 47 tomorrow. We get 50s over the weekend. So, which is actually where we should be. That would be normal, right in those low 50s. It's 27 out there right now, and another bright moon last night. Let the dogs out this morning to pee. They start barking right away. It's not a spotlight. It's not a flashlight. It's the moon. All right? It's okay. Come in and get your bone. Jeez. And once one of them starts,
Hey, Suey. God.
Going to wake up the whole neighborhood out there. Anyway, that's what's happening. Mark and Paul here together. Thanks for tuning into The Cat.